Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Gimel Omad Aleph. We're in the middle of Hilchos Tefillin Simen Chaf Hei. We begin with the last words on the previous Omud. Sif Hei Yechavei Ba'anochosam. A person should have the following kavana when he puts on his tefillin: Shetzivanu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Loniach Arba Parshios Elu. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to put on the tefillin which contain the four parshios: Kadeshli V'Hoyo Kiviyacha Shema Yisrael. Those four parshios he should have in mind. They contain in them the concept of unification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and the fact that he took us out of Mitzrayim. Al Hazroa, and as well he should have in mind that when he puts on the tefillin shayad, that's keneged halev, that's against the heart. Yala Rosh keneged hamoach, and the tefillin shorosh is for the brain, for the moach. When with this, he'll help remember all the wonderful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, the many miracles and wondrous events that he's done for us throughout our history and for us personally. And they testify, they attest to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the unity of the world. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the strength, the power, the shlita, the governance of all things in this world, above and below, to do as he wishes. Furthermore, and with this, we're subjugating ourselves, our souls, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The soul is in our moach, shiba moach, v'gam halev, in our hearts as well. Shu'ikar hatavos v'amachshavos. That represents, if you wish, all of the desires and thoughts of man. So we're, I believe, metaphysically symbolizing over here that all of our physical as well as spiritual attributes are being directed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this way, we'll remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in charge of everything, and we'll minimize all of our desires for physical pleasure in this world and understand that that's not what's important. What's important is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Tesvav writes, in the name of the Bach, Midichsiv, the Pasuk says, V'hoyo l'cho l'os al yodcha, l'man t'ye Torah Hashem b'ficha. That the Pasuk says, this will be an Os, a sign on your hands, etc., of a gomer, and in order that it should be the Torah of Hashem in your mouth, ki b'yod chazaka otziach Hashem Mitzrayim, the gomer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So the Bach points out that there's a specific reason over here why we put on the tefillin. Yoret, to teach us, ki ikar ha-mitzvah, the essential purpose of this mitzvah, v'kiyuma, and the fulfillment of this mitzvah is dependent, teluya, b'kavono sheyichavim b'shas kiyum mitzvah, with the intention that as you put the tefillin on, you have this proper intention in your mind. Yishu note 24 brings down that this is the Bach, the same Bach that brings this idea in regards to the mitzvah tzitzis and the famous mitzvah of sukkah, where the Bach says if you don't have in mind that we're sitting in the sukkah, that represents the anane hakavod, or the booths that we were in Mitzrayim when we left Mitzrayim in the midbar, you're not yotzi the mitzvah. So this is the same Bach who says over here that one ideally needs to fulfill the mitzvah with these ideas, or else you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah properly. The Mishneh Berurah continues and brings down the Prima Gadim, who says, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, b'di'evet, if you didn't have these kavanas, afilum lo kivin rak l'shem mitzvah bilvad, if you only had in mind, I'm doing the mitzvah, putting on tefillin, without all the higher level kavanas, yotze, you're still a yotze. Dirshu note 25 brings down the Chayyadim, who says, Im muchach l'fiyo inyon, sh'osu k'dei l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, yotze dei chova. It is clear from your action, you're saying the bracha, you're putting on the tefillin in shul, so it's clear that you're doing it l'shei mitzvah, and that is adequate, even if you didn't have in mind specifically, hinei muchun mezumin l'kayim mitzvah aseh shel hanochas tefillin. He adds as well, the bir halacha, shahochacha zuhi gama yidei amiris habracha, the saying of the bracha, o ha'achanos l'mitzvah, all the preparatory steps that you're doing, that also signifies and shows that you're doing this l'shei mitzvah tefillin. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Tes Zayin writes, "V'yesh noagim machmazel likrosa arba parshios liachar nochas tefillin." Since you have to have in mind all of these ideas that the Mechaber brought down, including the four parshios, so many have the custom of saying the four parshios after the tefillin are put on. The Mishneh Berurah points out that we say the Kaddish and V'hoyo Kiviyacha right after we put them on, because the Shema and the V'hoyo Shemoah we're going to read later on in Kriya Shema. He then adds, "Ubetfilin the Rabbeinu Tam." Yomar Kol Ha'arba Parshios. For those who put on Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tzvam, which we'll talk about much later in our discussion of Hilchos Tefillin in the upcoming days and weeks, Minog Yothehu, he brings down from the Arzus HaChaim, the Malbim, that this is a wonderful custom for those who do put on Rabbeinu Tam, and when you put on the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, you should say all four of the Parshios. The Halacha Berurah and Dirshu note 26, bring down the Machzik Bracha, who says that if you didn't say the two parshios, Kaddish Ayod Ki Yevi Acha, after you put on the tefillin, for whatever the reason, you can still say it at the end of davening, it's never too late. The Halacha Brewer also points out, therefore, it's very good to say these ideas that we express in the Mechaber out loud. And that's why the custom of saying the L'shem Yichud that is found in all the Sidurim, Kodem Hanachas Tefillin, is a very good custom. And this way you won't forget all of these high-level, lofty kavanos when you're putting on your tefillin. Some poskim are against the idea of saying the L'shem Yichud because it represents very deep Kabbalistic ideas which the average person doesn't understand. But no one is against saying all of the thoughts that are expressed by the Mechaber over here, which are listed for the most part in the rest of the text of the L'shem Yichud, and that certainly is appropriate to say. The Halacha Brewer does bring down that there are those that suggest that you don't have to say the Parshios of Kaddishli and V'hoyo Kiviyacho at all. This is based upon a Sifri in Parshios V'eschanon. However, he concludes, Mikom Mokom Tov L'Omrim, it is best to say them. The Mechaber then continues and says, after you've had all of these thoughts expressed, either verbally through the L'shem Yichud or thinking about them, then you put on the Tefillah Shel Yad. The Yoniach Shel Yad, you put on the Tefillah Shel Yad, Techila, first, before you put on the Tefillah Shel Rosh. And as the Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Yud Zayin brings down, this is based upon the Pasuk, where it says, Ukshartim Liyosa Yadecha, and then only afterwards, Vahadar, Vayulu Totafos, Beinin Echa. So we see that the Torah tells us, place the Tefillah Shel Yad before you place the Tefillah Shel Rosh. Then you make the bracha v'yivarech. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot Yudches says this is prior to tightening it. Rotzeh lomar kodem ahiduk, before you actually tighten it totally on the arm, it should be in the places. We'll learn the proper way to make the brachas and put on the tefillin in the upcoming simanim. But here he's telling us that you make the bracha lehaniach tefillin. The Mechaber writes, achar kach yoniach sharosh v'lo yivarech ki im bracha achas l'shteim. The Mechaber has his famous sheet over here that you make one bracha that goes lahaniach tefillin on both the shel yad and the shel rosh, and this is in fact the minhag of Sfardim and even some Ashkenazim. And as long as there is no talking or separation, a hefsek in between putting on the shel yad and the shel rosh, this is the halacha lemaisa for Sfardim, based upon this mechaber who says that you only make one bracha, the shel yad and the shel rosh. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Yutes points out that the lamed in the word tefillin, lahaniach tefillin, the lamed in the word tefillin has a dogesh in it. I believe this means that we pronounce the word tefillin with the lamed as a chirik, or else it means that one should place special emphasis over here on the lamed. I'm not 100% sure. As I mentioned, this is the opinion of the Mechaber, and this is the halach lemaisa for Sfardim. However, the Ramah brings down Hagah, v'yesh omrin levorech al shel rosh. We make a separate bracha Ashkenazim on the shel rosh al mitzvas tefillin. The Mishnah Brewer says in Sivkot M'chof, Bepatach mitzvas tachas avov. There's a patach underneath the vav of mitzvas shu loshun yochid to show one mitzvah over here. V'lo yomar becholam, and we don't say it with a cholam, which implies mitzvos shu loshon rabin. Shari lo niskina bracha zu kiim l'tfilin shel rosh bilvad. That the bracha of al mitzvas tefillin according to the Ramah is only on the Tfilah, singular, of Shel Rosh, and not on both the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, as we'll learn later on in Sivchot Vav. The Mishnah Brewer writes, this is the Hachra of Rov HaAchronim, including the El Yerabah, the Derech HaChayim, the Artzus HaChayim, other Achronim as well, and the Lo Kitaz, and not like the opinion of the Taz. What is this opinion of the Taz? So the Taz writes over here, quoting his brother, the Ma'ari HaLevi, which is based upon a Medrash Tanchuma, that the tefillin shel yad and the shel rosh are two separate mitzvos, and eino ma'akwa zu zu. And technically, in fact, you're supposed to make two brachos, lahaniach tefillin and al mitzvas tefillin, on the shel yad. And then technically, the Ma'ari HaLevi says, you make the same two brachos on the tefillah shel rosh. And that's why he held that you say mitzvos tefillin, not mitzvas tefillin. Now, we don't paskin like this, as we already mentioned, and in fact, the Shaar HaTzion, Chofetz Chaim himself, in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Yud Zayin brings down that the Levushe Srod says that the Taz didn't hold like his brother the Ma'ari HaLevi as well. He just quoted him. In any event, one should be careful to say al mitzvas tefillin. The Ramah continues and says that we say al mitzvas tefillin afilu lo hifsik bein taim, based upon the opinion of the Rosh. Sfardim, on the other hand, only make the bracha al mitzvas tefillin if there was a hafsaka between the shel yad and the shel rosh. The Ramah then continues and he says, V'chein poshat haminu b'vnei Ashkenaz, and this is in fact the common custom amongst Ashkenazic Jewry, shemevarchim shtei brachos, that we lechatchila say two brachos, lahaniach tefillin al hayad, and al mitzvas tefillin on the shel rosh. And he adds, V'tov lomar tomid achar abrocha shnia baruch shein kvo machosul yolom v'ed, based upon the Ma'ari ben Chaviv, and the Augur, he brings down, that since there is this controversy or suffix, should you or should you not make this bracha, so best to say the takana that we make when you said a bracha and you said the Shem Hashem by accident, improperly, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Machosul Yom Ve'ed, so you're saying a praise of Hashem's name, so it's not therefore so bad that you said Hashem's name. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph writes, the reason we say this is Mishum Chashash Suffix Bracha Levatol, as I just mentioned, as we'll learn later on in Simon Reish Vav. And he adds, Veloshu Sofik Gomer, it's not really a Sofik, because if it was really a Sofik, then you wouldn't be allowed to go say the Bracha. Imkein Ein Yivarach, Ech Yivarach, Misofik Bracha Levatola, Yismoch HaShemar, Baruch Shein Kvod Machosul Yom Ve'ed. You don't have the right to intentionally make a Bracha Levatola and say, well, I'll say Baruch Shein Kvod to get rid of it. El over here, El Danan Bnei Ashkenaz, us Ashkenazic Jews, Svirulon Lahaloch Kedas Rabbeinu Tam. We in fact pass like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you're supposed to make this Bracha. Rak l'ruvocha de milsa, in order to be yotze all the poskim lotziats meinu midei kol pikbuk, to get around any problems. So no agim lo ma baruch shein kvod machosul yom ve'ed, to get around the problem of a suffix bracha levatola. He points out though, be very careful. Don't make the baruch shein kvod machosul before the tefillin shalrosh are properly put on your head. Because in lo kein, if you say the baruch shein kvod machosul too early, then it's a hefsek between the bracha and the placement of the tefillah shorosh. And that would definitely be a bracha levatola bevadai. And once you be very careful about this, make sure you say al mitzvahs tefillin. The tefillin should be close to the right place on your head, but not firmly attached around the head. And then you say the bracha al mitzvahs tefillin, you firmly mahadek, you tighten the tefillin around the head, and afterwards, and only afterwards, you say baruch shein kvod machosul yom ve'ed. And he points out, unfortunately, v'ha'olam nichsholim, is that many people make the mistake, they say the baruch shein kvod machosul before the tefillin are tightened into place, and then it's a hefsek, and in fact, then they have said a bracha levatola. Dirshu footnote 28 brings down an interesting question. Do we answer amen to this bracha of al mitzvot tefillin? So the Prima Gadim brings down, no, there's a big suffix over here, since it may not be a bracha that's necessary. Yesh listapik bakach, we should be careful not to say amen, because there is an idea of saying an amen levatola. And in fact, the Halacha Brewer brings down, if you do hear the bracha of al mitzvot tefillin, you should say amen belibo, and especially if you're a Svaradi who hears the bracha from an Ashkenazi, you shouldn't make the bracha out loud because of this concept of Sofek Omein Lohokel. One doesn't say Omein unnecessarily. Omein really represents Kel Melech Namon. It represents the Yudke Vovke and the Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, the Gematri. It adds up to 91, the 26 of the Yudke Vovke, and the 65 of the Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. So this is almost the shame of Hashem, and we don't want to say even an Omein unnecessarily. Therefore, as I mentioned, the Halacha Brewer does bring down one who says the Al Mitzvah's Tefillin should say it silently. He shouldn't say it out loud so nobody else is in this situation where they'll have to answer Amen, and it's a suffix, should you or should you not answer Amen. Dirshu note 29 brings down, Afilu l'sovrim she'ein sorech bracha zu, even if it's not necessary, according to the Svardim, the Mechaber, that you don't make the bracha Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, he brings down in the name of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, she'ein ha'mavarech over al issa bracha levatola b'shogeg. A person who does say Al Mitzvah Tefillin is not oversaying a Bracha Levatola by accident. Kiven she'ein b'zeh bizui klap bishmaya. You didn't say something bad about Hashem. You, in fact, were being mechabed Hashem. You did kvod shamayim. So therefore, it's not a Bracha Levatola technically. In footnote 30, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted as also saying that if something prevented you from saying the Baruch Shein Kvod Machosul right away, as long as you're still involved in putting on the tefillin, it's still the geder, so to say, of Hanochas Tefillin, it's not too late to say Baruch Shein Kvod Machosul Yolom Ve'ed. But once you've totally put on the Tefillin, then don't say Baruch Shein Kvod Machosul, it's too late. It also brings down the name of Shlomo Zalman, that if you're in Shul and you just put on your Tefillah Shel Rosh, and you haven't yet said the Baruch Shein Kvod Machosul Yolom Ve'ed, and they're up to Amen Yehesh Me Rabbah, he says, have in mind with the Amen Yehesh Me Rabbah also that this praise of Hashem should go on the potentially unnecessary saying of the Shem's name in Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, and therefore you don't have to say Baruch Shein Kvod Machosul in that situation. At this time, I would like to take the opportunity to point out something that we discussed in yesterday's shiur, the importance of putting on your talis and tefillin in your house before you go to shul. So the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, how come many people today are not knowing in doing this wonderful thing, which we express in the Zohar is a very important thing. So he brings down, Hatam ki choshishim l'mavuos hametunafos. He says the reason why most people today are not knowing to do this is because we're walking through the streets, and the streets potentially are someplace that is considered dirty unclean, and therefore it's improper to wear our tefillin in those areas. As well, he points out that since there's a high likelihood that you'll meet up with people in the street and you may end up not having the proper thoughts when you talk with them, that's another reason that you shouldn't be wearing your tefillin at that point in time. He also adds that our tefillin tend to be larger than they were in those days, and therefore it's hard to cover them up, so you're going to have a problem, again, walking with the mekomos hametunafos. He does suggest, however, that where possible, a person should try to put on his talis and tefillin outside the actual shul proper in some sort of an anteroom, as we brought down yesterday, and then enter into the shul once he's wearing his talis and tefillin. The Piskei Tshuvos also points out the importance and the unbelievable depth to the mitzvah of tefillin, and he says, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayocha wears tefillin as well, and by our wearing tefillin properly, we become a shutif HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereishis. It's as if we're partners with God in the creation of the world. That concludes today's shir.